It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Don't be a vassal of the CCP on one hand and then use your corporate power in the United States on the other to suffocate Americans and try to suppress their right to express themselves.
Well, now, here's Governor Ron DeSantis, and he had been quiet throughout the holiday and getting back into action yesterday. He was in Duval talking about infrastructure, but of course, the topic of the day and the conversation found its way into Apple, censorship, Twitter, and China, because they're all tied in together. And what DeSantis had said, and boy, this puts him on the national stage again, what Apple is doing is actually, well, you can put it in his own words, aiding and comforting the CCP.
There's reports that Apple is not allowing the protesters to use this AirDrop function where they're trying to communicate. That obviously is providing aid and comfort to the CCP.
This is a guy that went after Disney in his own state. I don't think he's too afraid of Apple either.
No, that's true. I mean,
he's like, who's next?
Pretty much. What's a step up from Disney? Apple.
Apple.
Let's do it. Let's face it, this was a presidential type of moment yesterday for DeSantis.
Oh, it was.
To go after a big corporation like this, just like it was with Disney. But Disney was, it was local, even though it became a national story. This is international. I mean, you're talking about a major corporation and their hypocrisy when it comes to, and I mean, really, just their downright unwillingness to help the people of China while also acting like, you know, they're so nice and humble over here in the States.
Well, it's amazing how it's all tied in together, too, Diener. Like we said, it's Elon Musk, who DeSantis talked about yesterday as well. We'll talk about him in a second. Censorship, China, and Apple related to that. And Apple getting bad news all the way around. I'm very interested in Tim Cook and Apple somehow making some kind of a statement this week. They have to say something. Because that's just been, they can't get away with this kind of stuff anymore.
You would think so.
Right.
I mean, unless they just hunker down and wait for the storm to blow over, which is also a possibility. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're getting attacked from all angles the past few days, and rightfully so.
So you know the Chinese part of it. You know the angle on that, because they're obviously more concerned about the bottom line than helping freedom fighters in China itself. Here's the part where it relates to Elon Musk. This is DeSantis on Apple there.
And then when you also hear reports that Apple is threatening to remove Twitter from the App Store because Elon Musk is actually opening it up for free speech and is restoring a lot of accounts that were unfairly and illegitimately suspended for putting out accurate information about COVID.
Right.
It's pretty interesting he's taking that on. It really is.
I mean, he's
not the only one.
No, and it's true. I mean, why an American company, so to speak, an Apple, is out there actively, you know, working against these protesters in China, these freedom fighters in China, they're working against them in cooperation with the CCP. I mean, why?
Well, if you nuked, as the governor said, Apple from the App Store, and all of a sudden, I mean, Twitter from the App Store,
right,
and you took that away, which I think is a long way from actually happening. But if they did, that's a strike against American citizens.
Sure.
For the first time ever, I heard somebody make a very compelling argument yesterday that you could call Apple a Chinese company. You could. In headquarters only, is it here? It's manufactured in China. It's developed in China. And by the way, all these old iPhones, where do they all go when they all die? China.
Send them back.
They pretty much send them into the ground.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, I
know.
It's two very interesting points. Of course, the first one being their cooperation essentially with China against the freedom fighters there. And then when it comes to threatening to take Twitter off of their platform, I mean, what are you doing?
Here's where it also got to the hands of Kevin McCarthy, who a lot of people think is going to be the incoming Speaker of the House. Other people say he doesn't have the votes, whatever. If he's saying this kind of stuff, I'm very excited about the new House of Representatives. If he says this, it was direct response, and a reporter asked him about the White House response about Twitter and free speech, and the White House's, the administration's response saying, yeah, we're keeping an eye on that. We're keeping an eye on that whole free speech thing.
I still can't believe they said that.
Here's what McCarthy said, and this was good.
That is offensive to me. Government's going to go after someone who wants to have free speech? You know, Elon Musk has succeeded in many places. I'd bet on him more than government going after you. And one thing I would say when we talk about accountability will no longer let government go after people simply because of their political views.
Okay, now if he's saying that, and that may be just be tough talk because he's still trying to become Speaker of the House, I don't know, and it's still early, whatever it is. But if that's the plan, I'm all on board. Good.
That is good, Kevin McCarthy. Now, I can't, you know, let go of all the other things that went said or unsaid or done and undone, more importantly.
I don't know I'm not totally on board yet either,
no.
But still.
It's nice to hear that would be his direction, at least, if he does become Speaker of the House.
Well, if they're out saying this now, which has kind of never been done before from them, good.
And it's interesting, too, when you talk about, you know, politicians having their opinions on Elon Musk. I came across an interesting thread on Twitter recently where someone just, you know, randomly put, you know, Elon didn't get into politics until Democrats like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders went after him.
Yeah, and he commented on that.
And he commented on it because Elon will do that. He'll just comment on random tweets where people are mentioning him. And he said, yeah, it's true. He's like, it was a coordinated attack because there were many other Democrats who came out. And he made an interesting point I never really, I guess, connected the dots on before when you said Democratic politicians are basically just actors on a stage, but they're not the directors and they're not the writers.
Right.
I was like, wow. That's pretty thought-provoking there by Elon.
A lot of stuff being revealed. It's pretty amazing. All right, getting away from the swamp for a quick second. Let's get into Hollywood and entertainment, which is even swampier. But still, I don't know much about the Super Mario Brothers movie other than I think it's going to make $1 billion.
Yeah,
the trailer
right.
released yesterday, the long-form trailer.
Right.
Come on, Mario!
They're all counting on us. No pressure.
Here. Oh, there's pressure, all right.
I want to see who plays the voices again, because Princess Peach, I know that voice, and that's the voice you hear at the end.
Anya Taylor-Joy?
Okay, I don't know who that is then.
I don't either. Charlie Day is Luigi from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Right, okay.
Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong.
I can see that.
And if you know this, and you do because you're a 90s kid, Bowser is the bad guy they're trying to defeat.
Yes. Yes, King Koopa there.
Get ready for Super Mario Brothers being in about 10 movies in your life for the next 20 years.
Oh, 100%. Because when you watch this trailer, they're taking it from the beginning. They're taking it to where Mario and Luigi first come into the Mushroom Kingdom, which is, you know, the Mario Brothers world.
Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, I know, I'm getting nerdy.
This is deeper than when you go into Soccer Talk.
Oh, yeah, watch out now.
Oh, God.
I'll go way into it.
Oh, boy.
They're going to go. Oh, there's going to be a lot from this. There's going to be spinoff series. There's going to be movie after movie, spinoff movie. And there were even, this is where I kind of nerded out because I watched the trailer last night. They were driving the Mario Karts. They were having a race on Rainbow Road.
Oh, it looks great.
Oh, I mean, that's like classic Mario Kart stuff. I was so excited.
Which is, by the way, here's how it relates to Florida. It's going to be a big part of that epic universe from Universal.
That's right.
It's going to be a big part of that.
Did you guys notice?
It's going to be huge.
You guys, you were just at Universal recently, I think, right? What, a couple weeks ago?
Well, we did Disney this time.
Oh, okay. Well, I saw a picture. I don't know if you noticed while you were up there. I guess they're doing construction now on that Universal, or, you know, the Super Mario World that they're doing.
It's going to be huge.
Nintendo Land or whatever they're calling it.
Put a lot of money into that thing.
I can't wait for that because that's Mario. It's Pokemon.
All right, that's enough.
I mean, I'm going to be 13 again when I go in there.
Again.
Fair
Not
point.
To be outdone by another movie, a huge, well, it's giving it away, but the biggest movie of the year is coming back to theaters. Let me give you a hint. Tom Cruise would not be outdone by a cartoon.
No way.
It's coming, he's putting it back into theaters.
Oh my gosh.
It's like running a pad in the stats to make even more money.
Come on, Tom.
All right, we get that and more of the repercussions from the U.S. soccer team winning yesterday. That was big. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News coming up from Karen at 8:30. What are you working on?
I don't know about you, but this lottery is starting to feel like a job. Here
what
we
do you
go
mean?
Again. Mega Millions rolling over.
Karen's like, oh, another $300
million. I got to buy another ticket. No grand prize Tuesday night drawing means that the next drawing is going to be $333 million.
I kind of dread it because just from a, I don't know if you want to call it a radio perspective or a news perspective. So it's a story, gets to like this amount. But there's only so many things you can talk about with it.
That's
like
right.
The Powerball thing over $1 billion was a huge story. You can go on about that. You can't ignore it, but what else are you going to say? It's $300 billion. Next 10 seconds.
Go buy your ticket.
I mean, I got to say, I actually had the same reaction, though.
Yeah.
I was coming down and I saw it. I'm like, oh no, another big jackpot.
I know.
Oh, the stress.
It's stressful.
I'm stressed out about this thing. I'm never going to win.
Right. Well, the cash option would be $172 million, but you can't retire on that.
By the way,
you can't retire.
That Powerball, not anymore. That Powerball thing with the one winner in California, Still not identified.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, so they get their ducks in a row. Yeah.
Well, they only have a certain amount of time.
They got to lawyer up and get an accountant and a fiduciary, whatever.
Got to have the fiduciary set up.
Yeah.
Watch it be like Gavin Newsom.
It might be.
One Powerball.
Can he go toward his
Harry.
Campaign?
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry wins Powerball. Hello.
Hello. Love this country.
Yeah.
More coming up.
Thank you very much, Karen. We'll see you at minutes away. About 10 minutes away. Maybe 11. For that, News Talk 850 WFTL, your next news. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Diener on Bill. Coming up, a little programming note here at 9:03-ish. Going to have our Friday football picks on a Wednesday.
And it's completely my fault.
Of course.
The
picks are your fault.
That's
not only today.
These are brutal, by the way. I gave you and Karen the pick sheet during the break.
I'm looking at them now.
I don't know if you really got to take a good look, but
it's
these, yeah, intentionally brutal. Very difficult.
Well, all I know is in college, there's championship games to be reckoned with,
which
makes it automatically tougher.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Oh, boy.
I was trying to get some separation. I couldn't leave off some of the big games. I mean, it'd be silly to ignore some of the really big games, but I did this with the intention of trying to create separation.
Sure.
So we'll see what happens.
We sure will.
I do have Jen's picks, by the way.
With commentary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big
all
time.
Right. We'll find out, 9:03. Speaking of sports, big win.
And the game! It's over!
Woo! Exhale, America.
The United States of America won. Iran nil.
Good. Very good.
Can I be honest with you?
Nope. Go ahead.
I'll lie to you instead. I celebrated when Christian Pulisic scored the goal for the U.S.
Great goal. Fell into the net.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, just crashed the
net.
Hurt
himself.
Sacrificed his body. And, I have not celebrated like that, I think, since 2013, and this is going way deep now, Ray Allen hit a shot from the Miami Heat against the San Antonio Spurs in Game 6 of the mm-hmm. NBA Finals that saved their championship season. I was losing my mind, and the kids were laughing. I mean, it was that the kids were just looking at me like, Daddy, what are you doing? I was so out of my mind excited.
Were you in public?
No, at home.
Thank God.
Yeah.
As you were saying, you were threatening to take the kids to Duffy's yesterday to
watch.
I was
thinking about it. I was.
Scaring the old folks who just want to be there for the tenderloins.
I lost my mind. It's just exciting. I mean, that build-up anticipation, you're waiting for the goal, you're waiting for, you hope they make it to the next round, especially,
yeah,
if you're a soccer fan, it's 8 years, you're waiting for something like that. It was 8 years of anticipation, Bill.
I was blown away by this story because I didn't know what the reaction was going to be. You kind of saw it. We had started to hear right about this time yesterday about, tensions rising before the U.S.-Iran match. We didn't know exactly what the cause of that was. It was the protests, including the players on the Iranian team. And this is an interesting tweet I saw from Brian Kilmeade, who comes on after us here at 850. And he had said, great for the USA, awesome, go USA, big win. Say a prayer for the Iranian players who are about to face a very, very tough time.
Yeah,
they go back home.
That's the bad part of this, unfortunately.
Because they had protested, too. They didn't sing their national song. And then on the streets of Tehran yesterday, listen to this. It's a celebration from people who did not want their national team to win, even in an area of the world where soccer's huge.
Yeah.
It's like rooting against your favorite baseball or football team over here.
Right.
Because it's government-sponsored. That's why it's a massive deal, because you got countries' heritages and not only like sports rivalries, but
sure.
Ethnic rivalries involved in these things.
Yeah, I mean, like England was playing Wales yesterday, and they hate each other.
Oh, they do.
That's like Yankees Red Sox, but with countries.
Those are the best street fights I've seen from these, because there always are brawls. It was the England Wales one. Did you see the one with all the chair throwing?
No, really?
Yeah, it was outside of some pub, and they got a hold of all the chairs in the restaurant and were throwing them at each other.
Oh, geez. It gets a little wild. The World Cup, there's nothing like it, man, I'll tell you. It's like a month-long Super Bowl.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. All right, coming up tonight, not going to last a month. Well, it's up for a while anyway, but it's the national celebration. They're going to light up the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
3, 2, 1!
That happens in New York, obviously. Kind of rings in the national holiday. It's going to be televised. They got a bunch of singers, entertainers there. I know that Michael Bublé is going to be there.
Andrea Bocelli and his children.
And his kids.
Singing with his son and daughter.
It's going to be 8 o'clock on NBC. That'll be good. Here's a tourist lady who's been there for like days just waiting for this
Being
thing.
Being here is awesome. Like, I could have not asked for a better
Christmas gift, honestly.
Nasty weather, they say, like driving rain and wind, but that's not going to stop anything.
I would like to see it one time. I mean, I'm not from New York. I've never lived there, so I would definitely classify myself as a tourist. It's one of those things. It'd be cool to see one time, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so.
Have you guys ever done it or no?
No.
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 You stay far, far away.
It sounds like a thing just, well, not as bad as New Year's Eve, but you got to get in there at line hours and days ahead of time
you
to
do,
get
right?
there. I'm not into that.
Yeah.
Maybe at one point in time, but
It's too much. I mean, wait a couple days for it. Nah.
This is also coming out. We talked about that big Super Mario Brothers movie release, not to be outdone by Tom Cruise and Top Gun Maverick. Oh, you thought it was over. Oh, no, it's never over. The biggest movie of the year. And by the way, worldwide, that movie is now at $1.4 billion.
Is it really?
$1.4 billion.
Wow, what an accomplishment.
He's bringing it back to theaters.
Come on, man.
It's a re-release in theaters nationwide December 2nd through December 15th.
What are you doing?
To get that last extra Christmas money. Because, you know, Tom Cruise, we were all worried about him going to the poorhouse.
You got to, come on. You save some for the rest of us, Tom. I'm sure James Cameron's like, all right, we're banking on a big opening here for Avatar 2. Oh, Top Gun's coming back.
That's what it was.
Oh, no.
It was the number one movie. It's never happened before, by the way. Domestic box office. Number one on Memorial Day and Labor Day.
I don't think anybody's ever going to do that again.
He wants the number one Christmas movie, too.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
Top Gun will now be a Christmas movie.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's exactly what it is. Speaking of holidays and holiday lights, somebody actually did a study. How many hours of your life have you spent untangling holiday lights?
Too many.
It's shocking.
Just this past week.
Who are we to doubt science?
Okay.
Get that and some other headlines. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you, Karen. Appreciate you. We'll see you for that news coming up top of the hour. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. There's Diener. I'm Bill. One other new angle to talk about with the World Cup win, Diener.
Yes.
Which is good and bad. And, of course, the win came after this.
It's meant for him. Dest is stuck in behind. Dest in the middle. Pull it down.
By the way, that kid is okay, I guess. He says he's going to play in the game on Saturday against the Netherlands. Everything's okay. That's all right.
Yeah, it seems like Christian Pulisic is going to be okay.
It's fine. Here's something that just popped up.
Yes.
It's good and bad. The good news is that the 2026 World Cup games are going to be played in part in New Jersey.
That's right.
Coming to the USA.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. New Jersey was one of the cities. Los Angeles and Miami.
Yep.
Coming down here.
Here's the New Jersey angle, New York, New Jersey area. Unfortunately, one of the representatives we're sending over there for the games in Qatar is New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
Wait, what?
Yeah. He's there now.
He is?
He's going to be the on-the-ground guy to figure out how to post the games and how to do it the best and all this other stuff. That's the unfortunate part. Here he is.
I'm taking a quick flight on my dime to go inspect what is happening there so that we can be prepared. You know, I'm an on-the-ground guy.
He seems like the worst possible U.S. representative to go over there. But you have to because he's the mayor of New York.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're the mayor of the biggest city, one of the biggest cities in the country.
And a lot of people for the New Jersey games.
Right.
Will be staying in New York City, obviously, to go see him there. But New York and New Jersey officials preparing to host the games at MetLife. He says, like you heard there, he's paying for it on his dime. It was important for him to say that.
Well, I guess it's true, too. I mean, you have to start preparing now. It's such a huge logistical thing. It's like the Olympics. I mean, when the Olympics comes to town,
it is massive.
There's
sure.
so much planning that you have to do.
Oh, yeah.
So even though it makes me nervous that Eric Adams is in charge of this stuff.
He'll screw it up somehow.
He will, but at least I like that he's getting ahead of the game.
It's good. You have to send a contingent over there.
Yeah. So there's that.
I wish it wasn't him. Who are we sending from Florida?
I hope they're going to send Suarez.
That would
right?
be good.
Mayor
Suarez.
Yeah.
They should send him. I haven't heard anything about him being over there. I would imagine he has a presence over there.
I would hope so. He does a really good job in Miami. So
it makes perfect sense the U.S. would get it next, though. I think even the FIFA soccer officials admitted that sending it to Qatar was a massive mistake.
Yeah, they kind of regretted that one.
But the U.S. is going to be great in a few years. It'll be a huge economic boost, too. It'll be massive.
Oh, I can't wait for that, man. And they're going to be going. It's so funny because the dichotomy between the two. As far as distance goes, Qatar is basically the size of Connecticut.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only 2 million people that live in that country, and it's a small, small country. So these games, are like within 10 miles of each other at all these different stadiums. So when it comes to 26, when it comes to North America, you're going to have someone playing in Miami, someone playing in Vancouver, someone playing in Mexico City.
I forgot about Vancouver.
Yes. So, I mean, they're going to be all over the place. So it's going to be a little bit different than what it is now.
Here's what else New York City Mayor Eric Adams said.
You have to be on the ground to see what's going on. I do it in the subway system. I do it in my schools. I do it in my homeless shelters. I do it on NYCHA. This is nothing new.
Here's the problem. All of those things are failing.
Well, yeah. I guess there's that.
Oh, well. Well, there's that anyway. Let's focus on the positive. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Closer to home. This really picked up a notch yesterday. It was another big, too much to go over, but it was another big Elon Musk day on Twitter fighting for free speech and being attacked for it somehow, some way.
Of course, right?
Well, the White House response we had for you yesterday was, well, we're keeping an eye on that. We're going to keep. In fact, here's Karine Jean-Pierre's response exactly to that, because it leads into what the incoming Speaker of the House had to say about it.
So, look, this is something that we're certainly keeping an eye on. And look, we have always been very clear. And that when it comes to social media platforms, it is their responsibility to make sure that when it comes to misinformation, when it comes to the hate that we're seeing, that they take action.
You're not seeing hate. You're seeing less hate. And we're keeping an eye on that. Well, a reporter got to Kevin McCarthy, who most people think he thinks so. He's going to be the new Speaker of the House. Here's his response to what she had said.
That is offensive to me. Government's going to go after someone that wants to have free speech?
Well,
he's saying the right things.
That's basically what they said there.
I think he had the same reaction that most of us had. What do you mean they're keeping an eye on that? Like they're wary of that free speech thing.
And we'll
shut it down if it gets out of control.
Yes, free speech. Because when they hear free speech, all they think, they like to twist it into misinformation hate speech. That's what free speech means to them.
Well, that's what she started to do at the end there.
There you go.
And the misinformation and the hate that we're seeing. No, you're seeing less of it. Because it's actually better than it was.
They make me sick, but it's so scary these are the people in charge.
He followed it up by saying this.
You know, Elon Musk has succeeded in many places. I'd bet on him more than government going after you. And one thing I would say when we talk about accountability, we'll no longer let government go after people simply because of their political views.
That's what I like. Please stay true to that. Please.
It's an easy win.
Yes, it is.
Just
right.
Go with free speech. Hello. My gosh. That one really bothers me. We're going to keep an eye on them.
Bothered a lot of people. It sounds Orwellian. Anyway, 'tis the season to hang up your Christmas lights if you haven't done so already. Hopefully you don't sound like Clark Griswold.
250 strands of lights, 100 individual bulbs per strand for a grand total of 25,000 imported Italian twinkle lights.
Somebody finally did the study. Somehow, some way, I guess it was a national survey. How many literal hours of your life have you spent untangling holiday lights?
A lot. A lot.
Some social scientists put it together. And it measured the time spent behind the scenes. On average, people spend 34 hours of their lives untangling holiday lights.
That seems very low.
That's what people are saying. It's like, oh, that seems like a conservative number.
Yeah.
Want some more results? We spend more than 2 days of our lives decorating Christmas trees. But that's a happy thing.
Yeah. And that seems low, too. I don't know.
A day and a half picking up or vacuuming pine needles from living trees. Boy, isn't that the truth.
That's about right.
Oh, my God.
Lot of pine needles.
I pick them up off my dead fake tree. They're everywhere.
I know those things, man. They just float around.
My 21-year-old fake tree. Charlie, we call him.
Oh, good old Charlie.
He's 21 years old.
He's still hanging around.
It's going to start to look like a Charlie Brown tree. 2.5 years planning, preparing the main holiday meal.
Wow. Okay. I'm making a baked ziti this year. You want some?
Yes.
Sure.
Sounds awesome, actually.
I love it.
And 164 weeks, just over 3 years, preparing for guests to arrive. I mean, over the course of a lifetime. Sure, that makes sense, I guess, right?
I want to go back to the tangled lights because you said 34 hours?
34 lifetime hours spent untangling, balled up lights.
I can do that in 3 Christmases. I mean, there's no way. Maybe that's it. It depends, too. I mean, it's all so subjective. Like, how many lights do you put up,
You know how most of it, everybody has the LED lights now?
Yeah.
A lot of people do anyway, and those are a little bit more expensive. But the cheaper lights, what I realized a few years ago, just chuck them.
Yeah.
Like if it's half the strings not working, I would just throw them out and buy a new set of lights. But you can't do that with the LEDs. They're more expensive.
Right. Well, that's what you have to do.
I was finding like, the heck with this? I just throw out the thing.
I need to buy new fuses. My lights went out last night on the Christmas tree. Fuse blew. I need to buy those little, those, like the little fuses that go inside.
What are you, like Ralphie's dad?
I don't know what's
Christmas
going on.
Christmas story? it's a fuse there. God.
I don't know what happened.
It's
I thought
you're in Holman, Indiana.
Jeez.
Man. All right, we got more holiday stuff to talk about next, including a local tree lighting that happened last night, one coming up on Thursday. That more headlines coming up next, the Self-Loader Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you so much, Katya. A little warmer, huh?
Yeah.
A little warmer today. Didn't like that.
No.
Yeah, it'll dry out a little bit. Karen's got news, though, coming up at 9 o'clock. What you got?
Well, I don't know what kind of weather these two will get, but the Princess and Princess of Wales, that would be William and Kate, heading to Boston today. That's your neck of the woods.
Yeah, they're going to go to Sullivan's Tap. On Causeway, right off of Causeway Street before the Celtics game. They're going to get hammered on PBRs.
Nice.
You ever eat at the No Name restaurant?
Huh?
The No Name restaurant?
No.
They have the best clam chowder.
Sure it was a restaurant?
I don't remember. I was there for the Boston Marathon. They go, let's go to the No Name restaurant. This is so weird.
You had clam chowder before you ran a marathon?
That was
Good
a bad
God.
Idea. Anyway.
It wasn't my personal best.
Yeah. This was their first trip to the U.S. in 8 years. And they are going to be there. It's ahead of the Earthshot Prize Awards on Friday. And the palace says that they're going to join activists, innovators, policymakers, and performers to celebrate all of the finalists before the five winners are announced. And they're going to meet with the mayor of Boston. Do you know who that is?
Wu?
Yes.
I think her name is Mayor Wu.
Yes, Michelle Wu.
She's big on the bike lanes. There's a massive, not only Boston, New York's going through too, Chicago, a big fight there too. They're making, you know, in the name of climate change, want to encourage more people to use bike lanes. Well, they're cutting into crowded city streets already where traffic is horrific. And by the way, most of these are northern cities where you can use the bike lanes, what? 5 months out of the year.
I just love seeing bike riders now with their helmets and their knee pads. And I used to ride no helmet, no shoes, no nothing. Yeah. You know, forget it.
Today you're like, get out of the way, Greg LeMond. I'm going to make a right.
No shoes.
I mean, no. I mean,
what are you doing up there in Michigan, Karen?
Oh, man.
She's
anyway.
Eating clam chowder, no shoes, no helmet on the bike. What is happening?
By the way, Harry and Meghan will be in New York on Sunday.
Oh, really?
But the two couples have no plans to meet. To get together.
Well, we'll see.
They're going to be right there and they're not going to see each other?
No, right?
Ouch.
That is a cold war going on in that family.
Yeah, it is.
I guess that the Markles are going to the Kennedy Center
the
today,
Markles.
Too. I mean, come on. She wears the pants in the family.
Oh, yeah.
Sure does.
They're the Markles.
Absolutely.
I think now I have to change my mind on them. I think they stay married forever because I think he can't function without her.
No.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe.
It's a business transaction at this point.
Yeah. Maybe.
Absolutely. All right. Well, then we're coming up.
You know, they say codependent. That used to be just a good relationship.
Right.
So it keeps people together.
It's a little bit different for the royals.
Thank you, Karen. That and more. Boy. Top of the hour at 9. News Talk 850 WFTL is the South Florida Morning Show. There's Diener and Bill. And we haven't talked about China much today. A little apprehensive about that because I guess last night, their time was the first time that Xi Jinping had sent in the tanks to try to suppress protesters. You don't like to see that.
No, that brings back, you know, bad memories.
Yeah, I don't like that. I hope the crackdown isn't too severe. There are video shots this morning in the city of, I believe it's called Guangzhou, I think.
Sounds right.
Protesters are squaring off with what they're calling big whites. It's not a racial thing, but you've all seen them before. You saw it during the COVID zero COVID lockdowns in China. They're the ones in the hazmat suits.
Right.
Apparently, the translation to the Chinese citizens, the protesters, they call them big whites.
Because they're in those big white suits.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And they throw you into the van. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. And they have a lot of them. There was video that I came across a little while ago of hundreds, maybe even thousands of Chinese citizens being shoveled, not shoveled, but what you could say, I guess, pushed into the concentration you know, cities.
they're towns now.
Yeah. Isolation city is what it is.
Protesters, they're throwing glass bottles and trash and some, I don't think they've reached Molotov cocktail part yet, but they have flipped some police cars, but you just hope you support them, the freedom fighters. And again, it calls into question why U.S. companies, hello, Apple, And the Biden administration hasn't supported the protesters in this whole thing. The most milquetoast statement of all. Another one of those, yeah, we're watching the situation. That's what came from the White House.
Meanwhile, send more and more billions to Ukraine, but we're just watching the situation over there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell spoke out about it, though. Thought that was kind of interesting, as he was talking about the China protests, and this is exactly what he said. Most of it is just speaking out against that zero COVID policy.
The people of China, where the whole crisis began, are still trapped in a groundhog day of permanent pandemic measures.
All right, well, at least the turtle's speaking out against it, as he should, and did call for support for the protesters. At least we can do that, right? As Senate Minority Leader, at least you can support the people.
The Biden administration's statement yesterday on the Chinese people's protest was actually too tepid. But what we need are not just stronger short-term words, but stronger long-term actions and strategies.
I'm telling you, and it's all coming together at once. This administration, but also U.S. corporations who refuse to denounce the Chinese Communist Party. The time for that is to end. It's not right.
I don't understand. What is so controversial to them about coming out against communism?
I don't know.
And
they're afraid of the bottom line
and the way that China treats their people.
They're afraid of the deals. I think there's a lot of politicians doing business with China. We know that a company like Apple is. It's where all the manufacturing's done.
That's the same thing with different athletes and sports leagues, especially the NBA. Business that they do with China.
That's where it really first became apparent, wasn't it? With the human rights abuses happening over there, and then the NBA, certain players had spoken out against it, and they got fined. And they got censored.
Yeah.
And the NBA refused to actually support them because they have a TV deal in China. That's why.
And it all comes down, like you said, it all comes down to money.
Man.
I mean, when it comes down to it, they don't care about the lives. They don't care about communism or concentration camps or, COVID cities. As long as they're making money, then they're just going to make believe nothing is happening.
Yeah, what a shame.
All really right. is.
In better news, this is New York City tonight, just like last year. Rockefeller Center Christmas tree with 50,000 lights, Swarovski crystal. You got celebrities and all that stuff. A little lesser scale, but still cool. Last night, Delray Beach lit up their 100-foot Christmas tree from Old School Square. Good for you, Delray Beach.
Yeah.
Nice job out of you.
They will not be outdone by Rockefeller Center.
Damn right. And we had better weather. Because I guess it is going to be kind of nasty tonight. It'll be on TV at 8 o'clock on NBC tonight from New York. Got something else happening Thursday, though. And I just got my information, Diener. They just handed me the memo.
I was going to say, you're going to be out there Thursday night. This is something that you are a part of. It's a big deal.
My friend from Sunny, Tracy St. George, our friend, she's going to be there with me. And we're all together. We're going to light up Sandy, the 4,000-pound sand Christmas tree they got going on down there.
I like it.
All right, not 4,000 pounds, but it's big. It's actually really unique. It's a good time if you want to come join us. It's awesome.
Yeah, you know what? I'm ashamed to say this. I've never actually been to the Sandy Christmas tree lighting.
Oh, it's really cool.
I know. I'd love to do it. We're going away. Otherwise, I probably would have gone. But we won't be in town on Thursday night. Sorry.
And here's the very relevant thing, and you brought this up before, because this is what I was waiting for. When do we actually light this rocket?
I asked you this earlier in the show, and now we actually have an answer, because I'm concerned for you as a fellow football fan. I know you want to see your Patriots against the Bills in a huge game Thursday night, and you're going to be out there lighting the tree. So are you going to make it home in time?
Intro mayor, blah, 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 was 7:02.
Oh.
Light tree.
Yes.
And Sandy's first show.
Yeah.
There should be plenty of time. Flip that switch, get in the car, and get home in time for the game.
You'll be home before 8 o'clock. You'll still be able to see Ryan Fitzpatrick doing pregame on Amazon.
Oh, no. He's good on TV.
He is. He does a really good job, actually.
Good on TV. All right, speaking of football, our Friday football picks on a Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. They're next.
Coming up next at 9:03-ish, including Jen's picks and commentary. They're in. It's coming up next. Stick around for that. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.